We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is WWJ All Local.
Another freeway shooting under investigation this morning by Michigan State Police. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live and local with the details. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah, Michigan State Police report the driver of a Ford van was on westbound 94 near the lodge. He says that there were shots fired at him from a gold or tan vehicle, possibly an Oldsmobile. The victim then said he observed a person lying in the back of the suspect vehicle. That was odd. And that was near the overpass of I-75. And, of course, that's when the shots were fired. Well, the victim then got off the highway, contacted Detroit Police. Michigan State Police started the investigation. They closed I-94 roughly from the lodge to 75 for hours. It is open right now. No injuries reported. No one in custody, and the investigation continues. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Security guards in downtown Detroit rescue a man from a burning pickup truck. Police say this driver was going about 100 miles an hour near Gratiot and Library Street this morning when he lost control, crashed into a people mover station at Cadillac Center, and the truck burst into flames. Justin and two other security guards saw what happened, grabbed a fire extinguisher, and rescued the driver from the burning truck.
The flames went all the way up into the top of the back of the people mover bridge. Literally, the flames got even bigger when the guy busted the window, and when the police came to the scene, they opened up the window. The whole flame just went completely just... They pulled the guy out. He was totally just burnt, and they pulled him out. His legs was on fire.
The driver was taken to the hospital, but is expected to recover.
A native Detroiter and graduate of Oak Park High School has won a Nobel Prize. Paul R. Milgram, a former instructor at the University of Michigan, and Robert B. Wilson have won the Nobel Prize in Economics for what they call improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats. Milgram and Wilson are colleagues at Stanford University.
While Michigan residents may not agree on much these days, a recent statewide poll shows some agreement on three critical issues. More from our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubin.
Pollster Richard Zuba asked three questions on the Affordable Care Act, abortion, and stacking the U.S. Supreme Court. In Michigan, 58% say leave the Affordable Care Act alone, while 28% would like to change it. 65% say leave Roe v. Wade alone. 24% would like to change that abortion ruling. And putting two new justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, 80% of the Democrats favor that, 30% of the Republicans don't want it, and overall 47% in Michigan say don't do it. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubik, WWJ News Radio 950.
Lawmakers in Lansing will get back to work this week on deciding what measures Michigan should take to combat the coronavirus. Republican State Senator Pete Lucido says it's been painstaking work going through dozens of Governor Whitmer's executive orders, which were in effect thrown out by the state Supreme Court. Among the decisions, whether to keep a mask mandate or replace the mandate with an education campaign.
I not only wear a mask when I go out, but if I'm in my space and they're in their space, we should respect each other's space. We should social distance because we know it's the droplets that go ahead and spread it. And we should also wash as much as possible our hands and our areas that we are seeking to be around. So yes, please, everybody, be respectful to one another. Do what's the right thing and wear the mask.
On CBS's Face the Nation, the governor said she is ready to work with lawmakers.
Very sad update to a story we've been following from mid-Michigan. A body's been found near a vehicle in northern Michigan. They say it's the body of an 88-year-old man who's been missing from the Saginaw area. Let's get more from WWJ's Beth Fisher.
Someone reported an abandoned vehicle stuck in mud last night in Slagle Township, south of Traverse City. Police found a body nearby, yet to be identified, but 88-year-old Carl Marker with dementia went missing last month after he left his Cotchville Township home to drive to Fashion Square Mall in Saginaw Township, where he would go to walk. His family had just launched a campaign to encourage people to keep looking for him, and his birthday was just a few days ago. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.